My name is Sherman. Happy Pink Friday. Celebrating with Pink Floyd tracks throughout the morning. Actually, Craig Bailey from Floydian Slippy's dialing me up via his Vermont studios via Skype here in a second. But he's the host of Floydian Slip every Saturday night at 11, 1 hour of Pink Floyd. So tomorrow night, there he is right there. Well, look who it is. It's Craig Bailey.
Morning, Sherman. Happy Pink Friday.
Happy Pink Friday to you as well. Hopefully your day is going well so far. Mine's going well. Going camping this weekend.
Oh, are you?
Yeah. Nice. Tubing down the river. I even made a cooler into, like, this enormous waterproof boom box.
You'll be bringing the ABBA with you.
I don't know if we're going to go that far, but I think Pulse would be a good one to go down to the river.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, sure. You know what? I hear that you have some demo versions of Comfortably Numb. Where did you get these?
Well, you once upon a time, I would say that I have special connections, but they actually put them in the box set of the wall.
Yeah, I was
so if they're actually, you know, you used to play something like that and you kind of scratch your head as to whether you should be playing something that wasn't officially released, but now it's all been officially released, so, you know.
Well, I don't think most people would have the versions, like the version, and honestly, I never heard the version before.
Well,
the
one, you're in for a treat.
The demo, there's a demo version of, what was it? Was it Gilmore that he just was strumming along and he had the tune? Is that how it worked?
Exactly. Yeah, he was doing his, what would be his 78 solo album, and they were recording him and a couple of the guys that were also on the album with him in France. And they had wrapped the album. The other two guys went home, and he, for whatever reason, was still in France, and he came up with this riff, and he considered bringing back the guys and trying to turn it into a song. And if he had done that, it probably would have shown up on the album. But instead, he hung on to it, and that would become the song that we will track the evolution of tomorrow. We've got not just the David demo, but there's not one but two versions of a more fleshed out demo that's in the box set. We'll play one of those, and then we'll finally play the final version as it appeared on the album.
I didn't even realize that there was an inside story with the pinprick, but apparently there was a whole pinprick story when they said...
That's right. Yeah, right. In fact, we're doing this on the anniversary of the event that inspired the lyrics. Roger Waters wrote the lyrics, adding them to David's music. And it was this time of year, so we'll talk about that as well.
That is all tomorrow night. So you got to tune in to find out the whole story. I know it, but I don't want to give it away. It's like you got to read the book. See, they got to go get the book. So you don't even have to read. You just have to listen. Tomorrow,
it's easy.
Yeah, tomorrow night, Floydian Slip, 11 o'clock, and it's here every Saturday night at 11 o'clock right here on 103.9 The Fox. Craig Bailey, always a pleasure.
Same here. Have a good week. Shine on.
And we will celebrate with Floyd off of the Division Bell next.